By a show of hands, how many of you have seen Star Wars Rogue One? Raise them nice and high. Okay. How many are Star Wars fans? Or at least you like watching it? Okay. How many of you have not seen Rogue One? Well, there goes my homily tonight. Just kidding. How many of you can name a famous Star Wars character? How many of you kids can name a famous Star Wars character and tell me why they're important? Just a little bit about them. Can you name a famous Star Wars character? Darth Vader. And what? Tell me something about Darth Vader. He's a bad guy. You know, people can change, right? Who's another character? Who's another character from Star Wars? Anakin Skywalker. Yes, and why is he important? Because I guess in some way he did fight Darth Vader, didn't he? Temptation, right? Who can name one more Star Wars character for me? Luke Skywalker, and tell me something about Luke Skywalker. Darth Vader is his father, right. And what does he have to end up doing with Darth Vader? Killing him? Well, battling him anyway, right? What about the name Jyn Erso? Heard of that? Or Cassian Andor? Or Baze Malbus? I'll give you $100 if you name your kid that. The story of Rogue One is about how in the Star Wars saga they stole the Death Star plans so that they could then give them eventually to the rebellion to destroy the Death Star. And you may not recognize some of these characters. They're all from Rogue One. Jyn, Cassian, Baze. But just because they're not as famous as Luke Skywalker or Anakin Skywalker or Darth Vader doesn't mean that they're not just as important. Why? Because if we didn't have those characters that we didn't know the names of, they never would have gotten the plans to the Death Star. They never would have been able to destroy the Death Star, and everybody would have been dead. And you wouldn't have a series of movies either. You see, one link in the chain can destroy the outcome or can determine it good or bad. And this is why in our gospel reading today we have the genealogy of Jesus. Names like Boaz and Tamar and Rehoboam. I mean, how many of you can actually tell me who Rehoboam is in the Bible? If you can, see me after Mass. Don't raise your hand now. You see, we haven't heard those names before, except when we hear them in the genealogy, but does that mean that they're not important? No. They may not be as famous as Jesus or St. Peter or St. Joseph, but they're a link in the chain. And so they're very important. They help bring about salvation for you and for I. Now, what about you? What's your role in salvation? You may think to yourself, well, I'm just a normal person. I'm a sinner. I'm not that important. Certainly not as holy as St. Joseph or St. Peter. Maybe you're tempted to think that your role is very small. Maybe you think you're like Abijah in the line of Jesus, a nobody. But that doesn't mean that you're any less essential to God's plan. Did you know that Joseph, who's talked about in our gospel today, we're told the genealogy through his line instead of Mary's line. We're told about Joseph responding to the angel. There is not one recorded word of Joseph in all of Scripture. And yet, would you say that he's not important? No, he's essential. And yet we don't have a word of his. Peter, a broken man, impatient, denying Christ 3 times, becoming the first pope and then dying on a cross upside down. broken, messed up, still essential to God's plan. Brothers and sisters, on this solemnity of Christmas, Jesus wants to remind you that you play an essential role in His kingdom. A kingdom that's being fought for, not in a galaxy far, far away, but right here, right now, with the people that you are sitting next to and for the people that you are sitting next to. And though you think that your role or your title or your position might be small, to God, your role, your title, or your position is essential to His plan. You are essential to His plan. You are essential to the salvation of others.